Now you feel better, you even look better. Yes, folks, he's back. He's here. He's on the air again. And who is it? Is it a man? Is it a bird? Is it Superman? No, it's... How do you like that? I lost my place in the script already.
From Hollywood, it's the new Jimmy Durante Show with Arthur Treacher, Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Barbie and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and as our special guest tonight, MGM's great star, Greer Garson. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products. Well, folks, peeking out from the wings right now, I see the best-known nose in the world. And attached to the other end, of course, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Stop the music. How do you like that? Since this band played for Margaret Truman, I can't do a thing with them. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And on behalf of Rexall on this most conspicuous occasion, I want... I didn't expect you, Hildegard. Gee, folks, what a lovely sentiment.
Oh, that's just the beginning, Jim. For here to welcome you is the president of the National Broadcasting Company.
How flattering. Your Honor, your presence here fills me with exuberance. Confidentially, Mr. President, how do you feel about Durante being on NBC?
I'm feeling mighty low.
Thanks for your vote of confidence. You must come over to my house some night. We'll open a gas jet. But on the level, Howard, it's really a thrill to be on this network. And do you know something? It has 480 stations and can be heard in every nook and cranny in the world.
Louder!
Except in the last two rows. Hushers, give that man a new battery for his ear trumpet.
Well, Charles, I understand you have some wonderful people in the cast this season. Peggy Lee, Arthur Treacher. Tell me, Jim, how did you get them?
Well, one evening at San Juan Capistrano, I was sitting on the beach, throwing a hook and eye on my halter. When from the next cabana, I heard...
Cabana? Oh, no, Jimmy, that's cabana.
How do you like that? Eddie Cannon does his program without a script. I can't even do one with it. Anyway, from the next cabana, I heard... What a mellifluous voice. It's gorgeous. Sounds like the mating call of a sheepskin bicycle seat. I gotta have that girl on my program.
Come in.
Pardon me, but I was Peggy Lee.
Jimmy Durante, am I glad to see you. Wow, this place is dull. I've spent every night just sitting in my room. And now you walk in. Ah, Jimmy, you're the handsomest man I've ever seen.
This kid's been in a room too long.
Gosh, is it boring. This beach club is so dull that even the tide refuses to come in. I was about to go out for a walk.
Forget the walk. I got important matters to discuss. Take off your hat, take off your coat, take off your...
Wait a minute. Which Lee am I? Peggy or Gypsy Rose?
Peggy, you're colloquial. How would you like to be on my radio program?
Well, that's very flattering, Jimmy. Who else is going to be on it?
Well, with Roy Boggy and his orchestra of 60 pieces.
The pieces? Isn't that a big band?
40 of them don't play relatives, you know. Well, what do you say, Peggy?
Well, you twisted my arm, Jimmy. I'll call my agent and meet you later, right outside my carbona.
This gal will go far in this program. She learns my language fast. Ah, there's a great gal. Well, while she's calling up her agent, I'll just sit out here on the sand. Here's a good spot. I'll sit right down in this newspaper.
Would you mind getting off my face?
The toadstools must be coming up early this year. Well, what do you know? It's Arthur Treacher. What are you doing here, Treacher?
Well, James, when it was brought to my attention that you were doing a new radio show, I said to myself, Jimmy needs me. So I immediately dropped what I was doing. He complained bitterly, of course. And I came to your aid. You need me on your program, James, to add a cultural touch.
Wait a minute, Treacher. Don't look down your nose at me. You're talking to a blighter who carried the colors on a cricket field at Oxford.
You played cricket? What position?
Left hind leg. I say, old fruit, that's a bit of all right. What?
Yes, but it's such a little bit, you can forget it.
Watch what you're saying, Treacher. If you're not careful, I'll cut the drawstring on your tea bag.
You know, there must be a savage strain in you. But don't worry, James. I'll acquaint you with all the social graces. That's why I've had my things moved into your house.
You're living in my house? What a catastrophe. Preacher, I don't need you for social graces. Listen, I'll tell you about it. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown. It happened at a musical where I was invited in the wealthiest home in this town. I knew the people were wealthy. When I sat down to dinner, they served nothing but money. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Ike Turvey. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. Anyway, after we dined and had dinner too, we sashayed into the music room. Immediately, Ike Turvey sat down and played his latest concerto. Then Shostakovich obliged with his latest etude. And then Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a Sinatra he composed. After the applause subsided, all eyes turned upon me. And why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi-polloi, I walked to the piano, bounced to the right, bounced to the left, and from my back pocket I took out my music, which was wrapped around the salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the stand. For the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someday the world will recognize this lovely thing. I know the day will come when Frank and Bing will sing. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why, when I first sat down at the piano, the people cheered. In the middle of my concert, the people howled. And when I finished playing, a little old lady jumped up on the piano and bit me. And to add to my humiliation, somebody stole my salami sandwich. But my chagrin was only temporary, because history will be made when I introduce my symphony at the Hollywood Bowl. I can just hear that string section, the brass section, the woodwind. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Another outburst like that and your drums go back to Sears and Roebuck. Folks, visualize a symphony orchestra behind me. An audience of 90,000 in front of me. A spotlight hit me and Durante singing, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat. Yeah, 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 yeah. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, 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 yeah. This song will sell a million copies, maybe two. It's gonna be another thing to do. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good to get home after a summer's vacation.
You have a beautiful home here, Jimmy. I do hope we'll be very happy in it.
If I wasn't too tired from the trip, I'd carry you over the threshold.
Welcome home, Mr. Treacher. I didn't know what to do with your luggage, so I put it in the attic.
And then I put it down in the basement.
And upstairs.
And downstairs.
And upstairs.
And downstairs.
And then upstairs.
Well, what's your problem?
I'm booked.
is that, pray tell?
This is Candido, my valet, and he's going to live with us. Do you mind?
Live with us?
Yes.
Mr. Treacher, you've heard of wearing out a welcome?
Yes.
Well, yours is hanging by a thread.
I have a message for you, Mr. Duran.
Miss Greer Garson is...
waiting in the music room.
Greer Garson? I should have donned the pockets on my pool table. I'd better go see what she wants. Well, what are you doing here, Mrs. Miniver?
Well, Mrs. Calabash couldn't make it.
Greer Garson! Might I say that I'm terribly flattered having you here, Miss Garson?
Oh, please, Jimmy. Miss Garson's so formal. Just call me Greer. And your house guest, Mr. Treacher, told me a pet name that everyone calls you. May I use it, too?
But of course. Go ahead.
Hello, Flute Snoot.
Please, Miss Garson, just look at it. Don't shake hands with it. You got to treat my nose with respect. It's the only big thing left in the world that Russia hasn't asked for. But if I might venture an observation, I should like to say that you are a radiant vision of celestial loveliness, and the ethereal vibration of your mere presence fills my humble soul with palpitations of estacadacy.
Oh, really? Where did you learn to talk like that?
I ride edge for Honest John. But tell me, to what do I owe the honor of this visit?
Well, it's really because of Mr. Treacher that I came over today, Jimmy. I wanted to find out if you've got all those things he's been borrowing for you.
I say, did I hear my name mentioned?
That's right, Treacher, and I think you're a bounder for brandying my name about. If my elevator shoes went up one more story, I'd fog your monocle.
Oh, but Jimmy, really, it's not important.
Oh, don't pay any attention to Mr. Durante, Miss Garson. He's a little bit off the B-E-A-M.
Oh, I see what you M-E-A-M.
Now, how about you and I forgetting H-I-M and going out on a D-A-T-E?
All right. Maybe one day next W-E-E-K.
It ain't fair they're using words with letters in them.
Well, I'll see you later, Miss Garson.
Goodbye.
Ta-da. Au revoir. Adios.
What etiquette. He didn't even say goodbye. But now that he's gone, maybe we can become better acquainted. After all, you and I have something in common.
We have something in common, Jimmy?
Yeah, you're the first lady of Hollywood, and I'm the last man left in Cucamonga. At the ready, you hilarious huckster.
Well, I think you're perfectly charming, Jimmy. Of all the men I've met in Hollywood, you're by far the most refined, the most dignified, and quite the most cosmopolitan of them all.
Greer, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not. I'm reading it. Oh, Dawson, you red-headed rascal.
If she'd have talked like that when Gable came back, Garson would have never have got him.
Oh, James, old boy, here's Peggy Lee.
Glad you dropped in, Peggy. Miss Garson, here's Peggy Lee. She's a vocal star on our show.
Oh, how do you do, Miss Lee? You know, I'm a fan of yours. I made a collection of all your records.
I made a few records myself.
Well, I'm awfully glad. I'm a fan of yours, too, Miss Garson. I see all your pictures.
Oh, I made a few pictures, too.
Nice. My favorite record of yours is Good Day. I sing it every morning in the shower. I understand you wrote it yourself.
I've written a few tunes in my day.
Well, I especially like your last picture, Miss Garson. Well,
attention, orange growers. Put out your smudge pots tonight.
But, Jimmy, what's that for?
I had nothing else to do, so I thought I'd show in a frost warning.
Well, Peggy, perhaps you better sing something.
Yes, Peggy.
Good morning, sun. Rise and shine, old sun. 'Cause everything you do will turn out right. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. Cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your lips. So take a deep breath and throw away the bills. Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Good morning, sun. Good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you gotta make a showing. And you got the right of way. Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills. Cause it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day from morning till night.
So, Greer, we get along so well, I still don't see why MGM doesn't let us do a picture together. Like your new one, the Guyanese.
Well, Jimmy, I suppose it's because our types are a bit different, you know. You're always the debonair playboy. And I always seem to play the respectable wife. Now, in Goodbye, Mr. Chips, I was married to Mr. Chips. In Mrs. Miniver, I was married to Mr. Miniver. And in Madame Curie, I was married to Dr. Curie.
If this was the bride and groom show, it'd be different. You'd have six refrigerators by now.
Jimmy, you really think you'd enjoy playing one of those swiney English characters?
Indubitably. Mr. Boggy, a little mood music, please, while I slip into my swan wings.
What a dreary life. Why, oh, why did I marry Sir Rodney Treacher when Windermere Durante will always be the man I love? Oh, latter-day, here comes Rodney down to breakfast now. Good morning, Rodney. Why do you seem so happy this morning? Did you receive word from the king that you're to be knighted again?
No, the Grunion are running at Santa Monica.
Well, here's your tea, dear. I'll pour it for you. Water, lemon, sugar, saccharine, cream, milk, spoon. Why, Rodney, why are you drinking your tea from a saucer?
No room in the cup. You know, it's so boring here, Sybil. Would you mind turning on the radio?
Of course, Rodney.
All right, Sybil.
Turn me around, please. Turn me around. You've got to turn me around.
I say, who was that?
Porter. She wants to face life.
Oh, dear, how frightfully dull. But, Sybil, who is this approaching down the hall?
Why, Rodney, No, it can't be. Oh, it is. It's my old love, Windermere Durante. Oh, just look at him with his muddy riding boots and his shabby but well-cut tweed. Oh, he's such a rugged outdoors man.
Hopscotch, anyone?
Oh, Windermere, you've returned.
Yes, my dear, but allow me. Cigarette?
Thank you.
Mitch?
Thank you.
Benzedrine?
Please, Windermere, I'd like you to meet Rodney. Rodney, this is Windermere. Windermere, this is Rodney. Rodney, meet Windermere. Windermere, meet Rodney. Rodney, Windermere. Windermere, Rodney. Well, Windermere?
Sorry, I didn't catch the name.
It's Rodney.
Well, tell me, Rodney, old thing, where are you from?
Well, I spent most of my life in Liverpool.
What were you doing in Liverpool?
Pooling livers, what else?
If I may say so, Sybil, I think Rodney is a horrible mollycod. Or, as we say on the continent, sic transit e animus omen. French, you know.
Oh, Wendy, you're so droll. May I pour you a drink?
A little brandy, if you please.
Just a short one.
Yes, I understand.
But, Wendy, tell me more about dear old you. I wager you travel to every corner of the earth. Paris?
Yes.
Nice?
Yes.
Toulon?
Yes.
Baden, Baden?
Yes, yes.
May I say a word?
Quiet, blabbermouth. But I am the Vaya taken from our conversation. What became of your first romance, Chumley?
Ah, Chumley, you struck a sad note, Wendy. Just last week they buried Chumley.
Buried him?
Had to. Dead, you know.
What a feeble excuse. Allow me, cigarette?
Thank you.
Next?
Thank you.
Skinless weenie?
Pardon me for intruding, Sybil, but I can't control myself. Do you actually consider this bounder more romantic than I?
Ah, Rodney, when it comes to love, Windermere begins where Dove gives up.
Thank you, thank you. And I'm available in the giant economy style.
Then if it must be that way, my dear, I'm leaving.
Good riddance to you, Rodney. You know, I never really liked you. So get out and never come back, you stupid idiot.
I, sorry, but pretty words won't bring me back.
Listen, preacher, you leave me only one course of action. Take that.
Oh, Windermere, you headstrong boy. You've shot Rodney.
Oh, the cat has done me in. Sybil, I'm lying here on the floor, bleeding and dying. Haven't you any last thing you'd like to say to me?
Cigarette?
Thank you.
Nick?
Thank you.
Harp lesson?
Oh!
Oh, Wendy, do you realize what this means with Rodney out of the way? We're free. Do you hear me? Free.
Kazooks, we'll forget those false lives we've been leading and go back to the music halls. Where it used to be.
Ginny Durante.
And Greer Garson. In. Piper. Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat.
Oh, what a melody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat, chitty beat.
It keeps haunting me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really been a pleasure, Jimmy, being here.
I wish we were together every week of the year. Chitty-bee, 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 chitty-bee. Yeah, 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 we're going places. Places. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Next week, folks, my good friend and pal Eddie Canner will be with us at the same time, same station. Good night, Mrs. Calabash.